During the break, Bill got his plant selection hat on. Very cute, by the way.
You like that?
Do you do house calls in that hat?
Yes, I wear it every day.
Excellent. Well, you're going to need it. Dale and Glendale need some help selecting plants for east side, west side, facing home. Good morning. How may we help you?
Hi, Rosie. This is Dale, and I have a house we're looking at buying, and it faces east in the front and west in the back.
Well, that's east exposure is the easy one. That's where you can plant just about anything. I mean, if you want something really low water use, all the members of the Leucophyllum family, just I love those. The Texas sages, Texas rangers, if you will. They call them barometer bush. They bloom after it rains. They have little ones, big ones, flowers that range anywhere from kind of almost a pinkish red to almost a violet color. Just one of them called thundercloud just looks electric when it blooms. West side, it depends on how big the spaces are and what you want to do with the plant.
Usually, we have about an acre.
Okay, lots of room. Get some trees out there in the west side, the southwest side.
Is this in Glendale or?
Yep, Glendale.
And it's a new home or it's been there for a while?
It was built in 2005.
Okay.
Wow, 05 on an acre in
wow.
Glendale.
Yeah,
that's
it's one of the horse lots.
That's nice.
One of the few undeveloped ones.
Yeah. You got a prize there. Glendale is such a neat town. You have a lot of modern stuff, obviously the stadium and that whole west side or Westgate. But then just the amount of agriculture. I mean, you'd be driving along, and this street is a development, and then all of a sudden you're in, you know, a historic district on flood irrigation and horses and livestock. It's a neat town.
Diverse.
Yeah. Yes.
We're closest cross streets are 59th and Bell.
Okay.
To us. On the trees, what would you recommend for trees in the back? We were thinking fruit trees, but.
Well, obviously citrus does extremely well, and I love to have a little citrus in my yard. One fun tree, I like apple trees. They're kind of fun to grow. You know, it's something you can eat, and people don't realize apples actually do pretty well here.
So there's some varieties. Particular apple tree?
I like the Anna.
Anna?
Anna variety, and I also planted the Golden Dorset. And the two cross-pollinate each other.
So they're green. We don't have any good red apples that do very good in the desert.
They get a red blush on them. I find they get a little blush on them where the sun hits them, right?
But like the delicious red of the Macintosh,
right.
We don't have near the chill hours.
This is not Washington State.
Okay. Yeah, we have ficus where we live now, and they don't do very well.
Well, and they're really, we could talk about that for a long time. But let's just say citrus is a good choice. Obviously, any of the desert trees for shade.
Okay.
One of my favorites is the Desert Museum Hybrid Palo Verde. Beautiful tree. Absolutely beautiful tree. Mesquites.
Fast growing.
Oh,
and
yes.
They don't have thorns.
And literally in 3 years, you have a nice little tree. In 5 years, you've got a really nice tree. Just beautiful. Beautiful rounded crown to them, and they're not as wind sensitive as some of the other varieties.
If you've ever pruned a mesquite.
Ouch.
Oh, man. Or
yes.
A Palo Verde or a ironwood or
it's
any of the
bloodletting event.
Yes.
Yes.
But this museum, this hybrid, doesn't have thorns. It's
right. It's a blend of all the best parts of the Palo Verde. So, beautiful tree. Again, so much of this is just the big picture, looking at how you want to develop your yard and the different, everything from the style of the house, the architecture, the colors, what else is in the neighborhood. Obviously, you may or may not have some restrictions in your landscape based on a homeowners association, if there is one. So, there's a lot of questions to answer. And that's why we like to go see people and see what they need.
Outstanding. We appreciate it, Dale. If he wanted to have you out to look through it and walk through it.
Always happy to do a free consultation. If anybody just doesn't know what they need and they're not sure where to go, we're always happy to come up for a free consultation.
Is it too late to get anything done before Christmas?
You know, there's still some time.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things we can do, we get in there and we get in and out of a yard a lot faster than most people realize. Sometimes they'll ask us, how long are you going to be here? And they're thinking weeks or maybe a month, and it's days. So most of the time, at least. Does depend on the project.
But we've talked about fire pits beginning.
Oh, yes.
The program. Pretty easy to do a fire pit.
Uh-huh. And again, depending upon how elaborate you want it to be, and obviously whether it has gas or whether it's going to be a real wood-burning fire pit. Wood-burning is obviously a little simple to construct. But again, if you're interested in something like that, give us a call. We'll come give you a free consultation, tell you what it'll take to produce what you want.
And we talked about how much the nice natural crackle of a regular wood fire is. RosieOnTheHouse.com/holiday, a great list of local gift ideas for your home. Paul Bunyan Firewood is on there. If you're in Tempe or driving around or you need a place to go get a nice bundle of firewood, a couple cords, or even have it delivered. They are available. They are open. Fireplaces, chimeneas, barbecues, and grills, they specialize in smoking and cooking wood products. So if you need pecans or mesquites or some kind of soap
get out
cherry,
that smoker.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
Paul Bunyan Firewood, right off of I-10. Great family-owned business that we love to support. It's 1-888-767-4348. We've been joined by Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Hey, Bill, what's your phone number?
480-922-9497.
Outstanding.
That's Big Green.
Arizona Farm Bureau, fillyourplate.org, fillyourplate.org, fillyourplate.org. About as simple as that. Excellent. One final thing for gift ideas. You can never go wrong. We are in the landscape hour. A local nursery. It is hard not to find something at a local nursery that it'll last a long time. So, I mean, some plants aren't, poinsettias are seasonal, but
it's still a lot more relaxing way to shop. It's a peaceful place to be.
And you hear Jay talking about the generational Christmas cactuses.
Yes.
Great time to find one of those at your local nursery.